What kind of boat would you use to go fishing in on a small lake around here? What kind of boats do people
use? Now, my mother and my father and grandparents would have said a bateau, which would be a blunt front and rear. But a rowboat is one you use oars with, which we'd call a fishing boat.
What if it were not blunt, it were pointed? What would you call it on one end?
Just if it was small, ordinary, with no motor, would be a rowboat. Mm-hmm. If it had a motor, it would be a motorboat.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And say if you were going to over to off or something today, and I said, "Will you be home?" You might say, "No,
probably would be late or spend the night
or you might tell
delayed
me what you were going to do. You'd say, "No, see what I mean?" Say that you were going over to off today, and I said, "Will you be home today?" You said, "No, not today.
I'll be home tomorrow."
Mm-hmm. And let's see, say a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color. Now, she usually takes along, or might take along a little square of cloth.
A little scrap of material.
Mm-hmm.
Or a sample.
Mm-hmm. Do they mean about the same thing?
Square. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And say if she sees a dress she likes that's very becoming, she says, "My, that's a very, what dress?"
That's a beautiful or good-looking dress.
Beautiful. What else could you say besides beautiful?
Pretty.
Mm-hmm. And so if you had a dress like that, you didn't want to get messed up, you were in the kitchen, you might put what over it?
I put an apron over it.
Mm-hmm. And to sign your name in ink, you use
a fountain pen or a mm-hmm. ballpoint pen.
Mm-hmm. And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you use a
safety pen,
mm-hmm.
diaper pen.
Oh, so when you buy soup in the store, it usually comes in a what?
A can.
What's it usually made of?
Aluminum.
Mm-hmm. And a dime is worth how much?
10 cents.
Mm-hmm. What's a man usually wear to church on Sundays?
His Sunday suit.
Mm-hmm. Say if he's got a three-part suit, what are the three parts of that?
The coat, the vest, and trousers.
Mm-hmm. And the vest, you ever heard anybody call that something else?
No, not a man's vest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe I've ever heard it called anything else.
Mm-hmm. Now, say that the coat has a few fancy buttons, you might say, "That coat has fancy buttons." What? You want to indicate there were fancy buttons there. The coat has fancy buttons.
I would say fancy buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Different.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. You mentioned trousers. Anything else that people call trousers?
Pants.
Mm-hmm.
Slacks.
Mm-hmm. They all mean about the same thing?
They all mean the same.
You ever heard anybody use the word breeches?
Breeches, yes.
Still the same thing?
Yes.
People, when they used to work on a farm, what did they wear?
Overalls.
What do they look like?
Overalls have shoulder straps with a bib,
mm-hmm.
And they're made of denim.
Mm-hmm.
And the shirt, the denim shirt that they would wear would be a work shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And the shoes would be heavy brogans.
We talked about suits a little while ago. If a man's old one wore out, he'd have to buy
a new suit.
Mm-hmm. And if you stuff a lot of things in the pockets, it makes them
bulge.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Say you go outdoors in the winter without your coat. Somebody might runs after you and brings it to you. He would say, "Here, I've
brought your sweater, mm-hmm. or your coat,
mm-hmm.
jacket."
Mm-hmm. And suppose you come from work and your wife said about a package lying there, or you say someone, your son, something, the delivery boy from Jones' store
delivered this package for you.
Well, what could he use instead of delivered? You want to use
brought.
Mm-hmm, something like that. And